in studio with us, Renata Fast and Erica Howe. And I guess, we'll start with Renata, since different than the Clarkson Cup, the silver medal that you guys won. Are you over not winning the gold? Is silver okay?
He goes negative right away, doesn't he?
No, there's nothing wrong with winning a silver medal. The second best in the world, and yet you guys went to win gold. So
yeah, no, definitely gold was our goal, and it stings a little bit not to have reached that goal. But taking some time to reflect, you realize that being able to bring a medal home to Canada is such a great honor, and we're so fortunate to have had the opportunity. And, you know, we played awesome, and I think we did a good job in growing the game of women's hockey, and that's what it's all about. Super proud. It was such an amazing experience.
Well, that this rivalry has spanned two decades, too. I'm sure there's games. I mean, the Americans could probably look at losing at the last Olympics, right, and say for parts of that game, obviously with a two-goal lead late, they were the better team, and even like last year in Plymouth, there's so little, you know, such a small margin between the two countries. And there always has been now for two decades. It's not like somebody's pulling away and leaving the other country in the dust, is there?
No, yeah, definitely. If you were to go back and look at the matchup between Canada and the U.S. over the past, I don't even know, for a while now, the number of games that went into overtime is incredible. And that just goes to show how close the teams are and how big the rivalry is. And it's a really healthy rivalry. Everyone's passionate about their country, which is awesome. And so it always makes for a good game, and it's super entertaining.
How difficult and different is it? Because obviously we're talking about this league, the Clarkson Cup final is coming up. There's players on Canada and the U.S. You're actually teammates during the season, and then you go and bash heads against each other for a gold medal at the Olympics.
Yeah, I think we all respect one another. But I think when you get on the ice, you know, everyone wants to win. And I don't think anyone, you know, takes anything off the ice seriously. I think being able to play against each other away from the Olympics is good for the game, because it helps grow the game when we're with our club teams as well.
Renata Fast, Erica Howe in studio with us. The Clarkson Cup is between Erica's Markham Thunder team and Coonlin Red Star, who won in triple overtime last night. You mentioned you're up late scouting, right? You put everything else aside and watched like a 5.5 hour game between the Calgary team and the Chinese team, right?
Yeah, exactly. We got off the bus from Montreal around 3:30, so some of our teammates actually went to lunch and then went to the game and to watch and scout and see who it was going to be. And I ran home because I knew I was getting up and coming here. So I ran home, turned it on, streamed it, and got some pointers for next weekend.
Now, you're rolling right now, though. You had two great playoff games. Is the Chinese team going to see you? Do you feel like you're playing your best hockey of the season at the right time as a goalie?
Definitely. That's what you want, right? At the beginning of the year, you know, you're learning, you're coming together, but you want to peak at the right time. And that's kind of been our journey as a team this season and how I feel as a player right now.
Well, both teams in the final knocked off teams that had won the championship and lost the championship, because Calgary-Montreal had been the matchup for the last 2 years. Knock it off, Montreal. Now, come on, I know the standings didn't really tell the story, because you lost to them 5 times. But you lost to them 5 times all in overtime or a shootout. That's crazy.
That is crazy. I don't know if I've ever been part of two teams that have gone toe-to-toe like that during a season. It was 5 straight games, OT, shootouts. Every single game was clutching, grabbing, passion, everything on the line. So coming into the playoffs, we knew it was going to be good games. Going on the road, you know, in Montreal, their fans are the best in the league. Like, they cheer the most, they have the most fans. So going in there, it's just like one of those incredible games, like that you think about as a player, that you want as a player, that you grow up playing road hockey thinking about. Like, it was that kind of game in Montreal this weekend.
So this is Sunday at noon. Clarkson Cup's at the Ricoh Coliseum, which will be a great atmosphere for it, between Markham and Coonlin Red Star. I'd ask both of you about, now you're playing with Jocelyn, right? Jocelyn Larocque on your team, obviously Team Canada's team. And we talked about the medal thing. I think she, you know, sometimes we're just way too outraged early on, and then we are not forgiving enough. How did you see her sort of grow and develop through? It was a little bit of a controversy taking the medal off. And I thought she handled it really, really brilliantly after that. How did she react, and how did you guys react when she got back to Markham, and when you guys were coming back from, obviously from South Korea?
Yeah. Renata. Jocelyn is honestly an amazing person, an amazing teammate, such a fierce battler out there. And I don't think we look at her any differently. Mm-hmm. You know, what she did, she apologized, and I think she handled it very professionally, and I think she realizes what she did, but I don't think it was out of disrespect.
No.
It was just out of emotions are high, and no, but Jocelyn is, you know, such an incredible person, incredible leader. And yeah, so I think the way she handled it was very well done.
Like, that must have been Erica. She comes back and she didn't double down on it. Like, we all have to be accountable for our actions. Yeah. And she said, this is what I was feeling the moment. Everyone understood it. Everyone's been there and probably had 5-10 seconds where they're like, I'm not sure I did 100% the right thing, but we'd rather have somebody be emotional than be sort of static about it. She did great handling it.
Exactly. That's it. She wore heart on her sleeve and you know, whether it was right or wrong, whatever. Jocelyn is one of the most incredible people I've ever met. She's our captain, our leader. We didn't put the C on anyone else this year, even though she wasn't there, because she's that kind of person. You know, she's incredible. You want to be like her. You respect everything that comes out of her. She handled it well, and she's someone I look up to.
Mm. Renata Fast and Erica Howe in studio with us as we get ready for the Clarkson Cup. I have a daughter who it upsets her. Why aren't there more of your games on? Why aren't you paid more money? Now you're professionals now. But not in professional, that this is the only thing that you can do. You guys still have to work. You still have to have jobs. So when do you guys get to make the next step? When do you get closer to making money that allows you to be hockey players?
Yeah, I've been in the league for 4 years now, and honestly, year after year, you can see the change. You can see the difference, and the Olympics definitely help. You can build off that kind of excitement that people are seeing, and people are talking about the sport now. It's just about moving forward every year. And right now we're not making millions, but we do have a unique opportunity to kind of pave the way for the next generation and inspire younger athletes to kind of not reach for the Stanley Cup. Now, when they grow up, you know, they want to win the Clarkson Cup.
And the WNBA is probably the model, right? That's what you look at and you go, if we get it to this point, if we're in markets where we've got NHL support, that's been something the NBA got way behind, stayed behind it. We're really steadfast. And there's been, I lived in Detroit when the Shock were there and they won titles and people went, and it was a big deal. That's probably the model, because it's been, even women's soccer, right? We have great women's World Cups. We have a great background in Canada. It's been really hard even for a domestic women's soccer league in North America the CWHL has probably had more longevity than any women's soccer league.
Mm-hmm, it has. I think the CWHL has done a great job over the years, you know, of being consistent every year and growing this league. And I think the WNBA is something definitely any women's league can look at and strive for. And I think that's something that we do. But just like Erica said, you know, we love the game. Everyone that's a part of the Canadian Women's Hockey League loves the game, and we're doing it to grow the game for the future generations. And we're going to be a part of that change in the future. It's going to be, you know, a slow process, but it's going to come together. Mm-hmm. And I believe we'll get there one day to be able to have something like the WNBA. Mm-hmm.
And here we are. The championship is coming up on the weekend. Erica, come on. It's a team from Markham against some team from China. the country should be behind your team, don't you think?
Exactly. The Canadian team. We're the only Canadian team in the championship. I go Thunder.
Now, how many, you guys both were at Clarkson together at the same time, right? So
yeah,
how many
2 years
national, they've won 3 national titles in the last 4 years. You guys were with one, with two. This is like the juggernaut of women's college hockey now, mm-hmm. Right?
We were the first one. Yeah, 2014.
You set the standard. That's what we can put on your, and were you upset when the Vegas team took your name, the Golden Knights, or is that like, you're not the only Golden Knights now?
We took it as an
now.
Honor.
Yeah,
honor. Yes,
took it after us.
Exactly.
So you're cheering for them to win the Stanley Cup?
I mean, exactly. Golden Knights all around.
Yeah. Well, we wish you all the best Saturday, obviously, and we kind of get a sense where you're rooting in. I mean, Sunday, do we get a sense where your rooting interest is, or can a Toronto player cheer for the Markham team? Is that
Renata,
put a wedge between you two?
That?
Yeah.
There's a big rivalry there, but, you know, I think I got to go with Markham, you know, GTA.
She's sitting
friends.
Right here right now. Yeah. That's what you don't want to. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. And we wish you the best in the final on Sunday. Good luck.
Thank you very much.